Hello, 1F Jeff. This is Chris Casey, your first guest. I heard on the last podcast that no one had emailed you, so I am sending you this audio note as an attachment to an email in hopes of collecting the prize. And I'm excited to receive it and learn what it is. Been enjoying the show so far. You're an inspiration to us all. Keep it up. Love you, my friend.
This is the first bonus episode of 1F Jeff. I'm not really sure what a bonus episode is, but my podcast host platform wants me to categorize it that way. So I guess a bonus episode is what this is going to be.
The word bonus comes from the Latin word bonus, which means good.
One of the main grocery stores in Iceland is called Bonus. The logo is a very cute cartoon pig. I bought a reusable grocery bag from Bonus because I liked the logo so much. Anyway, the voice you heard at the beginning of this episode was the winner of the email 1fjeffpod@gmail.com contest, Chris Casey. Let's all congratulate Chris Casey. I actually did get three emails in the past few days, and I appreciate them all. But the first to arrive was from Chris. I probably should have added some sort of a stipulation that former guests can't win the prize, because I kind of think that, you know, getting to be on the podcast is already kind of a prize. Maybe not. I don't know. But I didn't. So Chris is the winner. And now I have to figure out what the prize is. So, but I will figure out what the prize is. And thank you to Brad and Patricia for your emails as well. I am sorry there are no prizes for you, but I am grateful that you made the effort to interact. You are leading the charge, and I hope that more of my listeners will learn from you. So there's that. Hey, Bing Bong, do you want to congratulate Chris for his prize?
Not really.
Why don't you go ahead and do it anyway?
Congratulations, Chris.
You're my special little helper, Bing Bong.
I have no choice, Jeff.
Okay. I love you, Bing Bong.
Bing Bong loves you, Jeff.
Anyway, among the wonderful feedback that I've gotten about this podcast over the last several weeks or so was a message saying that my voice is so soothing. And I got another one saying that they would like to hear me talk more. So, your wish is my command. Here is me talking more and talking soothingly. So here's the news. I am still unemployed, and I don't have any real commitments for the next, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 weeks. So I've decided to take a road trip by myself across this increasingly messy and disturbing country of ours, of mine. Sorry, international listeners. I'm driving from Columbus to California. I'm going to stop in St. Louis, going to maybe hit Kansas City, up through South Dakota, Badlands, Tetons, a bunch of random roadside attractions along the way. Eventually, I'll end up at Wrights Lake, which is near Lake Tahoe, and I'm going to camp out there for a week with my sister and my nephew and a bunch of other people. And then I'm going to drive to San Jose and stay with some friends. And then I'll be flying to Colombia to spend a week with a beautiful woman that I met in Mexico earlier this year. Also my first time south of the equator, weirdly enough. I'm excited to see the toilet water go the other way, although I was told that it doesn't. Then I'm going to fly back to San Jose and probably rest for a day or two, and then I'll start driving back to Ohio. I'm really excited about it. Not only just to take the trip, but also to share it on here with all of y'all, which I'll do as much as I can, or as much as I think that you will tolerate. I've never driven across the United States before. When I was a kid, we took a few road trips. I remember one, we went to Yosemite. I remember seeing Old Faithful and the smell of the sulfur in the hot springs or something. And then we drove to Colorado. My memory of that drive is of me sitting next to my sister in the back of the station wagon, listening to my dad's Linda Ronstadt and Willie Nelson tapes on repeat. He only had a handful of tapes, so it was just a lot of repetitive. And don't get me wrong, I like Willie Nelson, but I've never really understood my father's interest in the music of Linda Ronstadt. So I also remember, like, as you're like driving across the plains and you start coming upon the Rocky Mountains, I remember that distinctly, seeing the Rocky Mountains in the distance and then just being mind blown as they get bigger and bigger as you get closer and closer. And I remember stopping at a gas station in Denver for some reason. I remember my father's door was open and he was pumping gas, but the radio was still on. And I think that On the Road Again was playing, actually, which would be appropriate. So maybe that's just my brain tweaking the memory to make it more cinematic or something. Who knows? I was talking to my therapist about this trip, and she asked me what I was going to do while I was driving. And of course, I made a joke. I was like, oh, I'm going to play podcasts the entire time at full volume just to distract myself. And she suggested that maybe I drive in silence, at least for some of the time. Take some time to reflect, to be present, to think about why I'm taking this trip, what I want to get out of it, and to enjoy the, you know, different headspace that travel puts me in, that puts us all in, I think, but definitely me. Getting away from my stuff makes my brain just open up in some way. I will give it a shot, this driving in silence thing. Perhaps I'll even record my thoughts while I am driving in silence, which technically wouldn't be silence, but it still works, I think. And then you can use it to distract yourself while you're on a long drive somewhere. Haha, you're welcome. Yeah, I don't know what else. I think that's it for the bonus episode. I have no idea what this podcast will become while I'm traveling, but if following me on this journey is something that you're into, then stay tuned. I will do what I can to make it worth your time. I'd really like for this podcast to become like a back and forth, like some sort of a community. I know this is kind of a high-minded thought, but you know, you got to have goals. So if you have any thoughts, questions about me, about the podcast, about anything at all, honestly, concerns, confusion, knock-knock jokes, anything, please send them to me via typing on the keyboard or with your voice by recording a voice memo on your phone or whatever and then emailing that to me. It will make me happy if you do that. And I think it will make you happy because doing things for others has been proven to make people happy. So, also, I promise to respond. So there's that. And thank you to all of you for continuing to listen to this. There's a ton of podcasts out there. I realize this. And the fact that you are choosing to spend a little bit of your precious time here on this planet, in this reality, listening to mine, it really means a lot. Making this podcast has been more rewarding and in more ways, honestly, than I ever could have imagined. You know how they say that when you follow your heart or your passion, that the universe will reward you for it? Turns out that shit's true. I'm not leaving till Wednesday, so Tuesday's episode will be a conversation with my friend Danny Akins, who enlisted in the Army after 9/11 and ended up fighting in the war in Iraq. And he talks a lot about that, and it's super interesting. Being in an army is something that I am totally unfamiliar with. My therapist also said that if I want to center myself from time to time, that I should take a moment and think of three things that are true. So, I am sitting in my extra bedroom. I am talking into a microphone. And I am grateful that you are listening.
Very good, Jeffrey.